Hello and welcome to the Business Today News Podcast. I'm Rashi. Here are the top stories. Reliance Industries today announced that KKR would invest ₹11,367 crore into Jio platforms at an equity value of ₹4.91 lakh crore and an enterprise value of ₹5.16 lakh crore. This is KKR's largest investment in Asia and will translate into a 2.32% equity stake in Jio platforms on a fully diluted basis. KKR is making the investment from its Asia Private Equity and Growth Technology funds. Calling India's ₹20.9 lakh crore stimulus inadequate in providing for recovery of an economy pummeled by COVID-19, former RBI Governor Raghuram Rajan has said the package gives free food grains, but migrant workers rendered jobless by the lockdown need money to buy milk, vegetables and cooking oil and pay rent. There is a lot more we need to do to put the economy back on track. We have to pull out all the stops, he said in an interview to The Wire. The package has some good points, but it probably needs to do more, he said. E-commerce giant Amazon will now be extending its service in the food delivery area. The delivery service called Amazon Food has been launched in some pin codes of Bengaluru. Some users in Bengaluru can see the food delivery option under Amazon Food. Amazon Food was to be launched in February but was delayed due to the coronavirus, reports suggest. Meanwhile, Swiggy and Zomato have started the delivery of alcohol and alcoholic beverages in the capital city of Jharkhand. They plan to expand their service in other cities of Jharkhand within this week. Power outages and frequent fiber cuts have disrupted telecom connectivity in cyclone Amphan hit areas, particularly Kolkata, north and south 24 Pargana districts of West Bengal. Industry players have said that still around 70% of the telecom network in the worst affected areas is working and around 85 to 90% of the connectivity will be restored by this evening. India is in touch with the British government over extradition of fugitive liquor baron Vijay Mallya after he exhausted legal options against New Delhi's request to the UK to extradite him. Mallya has been based in the UK since March 2016 and remains on bail on an extradition warrant executed 3 years ago by Scotland Yard on April 18, 2017. Last week, Mallya lost his appeals in the UK Supreme Court against his extradition to India to face money laundering and fraud charges. China's defense spending this year will rise 6.6% from 2019, according to a report issued at the opening of the country's annual meeting of parliament on Friday. This is a slower rate than last year. The figure set at 1.268 trillion yuan is closely watched as a barometer of how aggressively the country will beef up its military capabilities. And with that, it's a wrap of the podcast for today. Do tune in on Monday for more business news. Goodbye.